continuing your practice. As the week has gone on, there's a cultivation of a little more momentum, a little more continuity of mindfulness. Not a steadily increasing continuity. Often there are conditions where it becomes easier or harder at times. And yet there is more capacity for all of you. And as there is a momentum of mindfulness, sometimes we are very aware of the experience. Getting familiar with the qualities of the experience itself. And sometimes we're more attuned to the awareness. As we become more familiar with being aware of awareness, we are not turning away from the experiences or objects, but actually that kind of stepping back allows us to understand and see relationships between experiences, how they affect each other, how they condition each other. We begin to understand an aspect of the nature of experience, the conditioning nature of experience. And we can get curious to a question that can be an exploration with whatever's arising, in particular around our mental activity. What is the nature of this? And if frustration or anger is arising, what's the nature of frustration? What is the nature? What is the nature of aversion, for instance? How does it affect our bodies, our thoughts? How does it relate to other emotions? Not trying to figure it out, but just holding that question, being with that experience. What is the nature of this? As I explored this question with aversion, what the mind began to understand is that the nature of aversion is to separate. It believes that separation will create happiness. Will bring some relief. And its orientation is to go around looking for things to separate from. This is the nature of aversion. When aversion is arising, this is the nature of it. Sayadaw sometimes uses the language. And this is just aversion doing its job. And encourages us to get to know the job description of our various mental activities. What is the nature of greed? What is the nature of love? What is the nature of delight? Again, just holding this question almost in the background. We explore our practice in a simple way. Relax. Relaxing the body and mind. Are you aware? And what is obvious? Sometimes that obvious experience will be more specifics about the experience. Other times it'll be settled back into the awareness and allowing us to see these relationships. And checking in from time to time to consciously checking in at times, how are we in relationship to experience? Also can help us to see these interconnections, this conditioning nature of the processes of our bodies and minds. But what we actually do is pretty simple. What can be seen can be so mind-blowingly complex, and yet the mind that can know that complexity of interaction and conditioning, the mind that knows that is simple. And so relaxing. Recognizing awareness. Noticing what's obvious. letting mindfulness do its job.